Hi, everybody. This is Michael Ann Conley, and you are listening to Habits into Health. This is a podcast that's about helping you find your own personal path and dealing with habitual behaviors that create problems, either for yourself or with others, or maybe a little both. Habits into Health offers a unique perspective that brings the body to the foreground in the path to change. And that's why each episode includes an experiential exercise to help you practice letting your body lead so your mind doesn't have to. We are used to thinking of attitude as something mental, but it's not that simple. Attitude is shaped by behavior, and behavior is built from the cell up within the body, including what you don't notice, as well as what shows up more obviously in your interactions with others. And that's why leading with the body, rather than pushing through your mind, is a very effective way to deal with habit change, with addiction recovery, and personal growth in general. Recently, our focus has been on what I call the four paths to emotional sanity. I first heard about the fourfold way from cultural anthropologist Angela Zarian, and I've adapted them over the years as an alcohol and drug addiction therapist. Whether or not alcohol or drugs have been a part of your dilemma, the four paths are a terrific framework for supporting what you want to change in yourself and your life. This change could look external, like ending a job or starting school, or it could seem mostly internal, like stopping smoking or dealing with negative self-talk. Regardless, it's harder to do it alone. And if you're like most people, you'll benefit from reinforcement, especially on days when the pressures of life create situations or distractions that pull you off your goals. Today's topic, the third path to emotional sanity, is about being honest with yourself and others. Before we start, I invite you to practice honesty in a physical way by listening to your body. Every episode of Habits into Health offers you an exercise, and sometimes more than one, in listening to your physical truth. So honestly, what is your mood in this moment? You don't have to pretend that you feel well if you don't. You don't have to protect someone else from your cheerfulness or from your grief. You don't have to act vulnerable as a strategy to get what you want from someone else. Just acknowledge your state of energy in the moment. And you don't have to have words for this at all. But I do invite you to acknowledge where in your body, I call it geography, where in your body stands out right now. Say, I feel a tension in my neck, or I feel uplifted in my chest. My upper right tooth is achy. I'm content and calm in my belly. You don't have to explain why, because the reasons don't matter. A lot of times we just make up reasons, or we say what our reasons are, as if somehow we had to explain what was really going on inside. It's a good practice to just say what's so, and don't follow it up with reasons. In the first place, it's easier for other people to argue with your reasons. But you know, they can't take away your feelings. Feelings are physical. Tight, tense, joyful, edgy, weary, sleepy, active. If you feel blessed right now, where do you experience this? From where in you does the signal, I'm tired, for instance, arise? Do you feel it in your feet or around your eyes? Just tell the truth. And let it be. There's nothing you have to change. This is a practice in itself, to say what's so. From time to time in Habits into Health, I invite you to notice something in the moment. Telling yourself the truth about yourself and your situation in the present moment is a powerful way to create your own changes. And by the way, if you want to explore other episodes, you can listen on iTunes, you can go to podomatic.com, or you can go to habitsintohealth.com and click on the podcast menu. Before I talk about today's topic, I want to review the first and the second paths to emotional sanity. The first path is to show up, to take responsibility for agreements you make with yourself and others, to follow through. If keeping agreements in general is creating problems for you, that's one thing. But also, what if commitments to specific people or specific situations are a challenge? This is a signal that encourages following the next path, which is to pay attention, to attend to what's happening within you internally as well as to other people, places, and things. Attending is a practice in itself, and the more you do it, the better you'll get at it. You can start being attentive internally by tracking your physical sensations. Many people find focusing on their breath to be a great place to start attending. On the external level, you can start by being attentive to what's going on around you. Who's here with you right now, in the same room or in the same neck of the woods? If you're at a cafe, just look around. You can even practice not deliberately looking, but just softening your eyes and taking in the whole scene. What's happening in your environment? Let paying attention come from your own inner motivation, rather than some rule from outside you or from someone over you telling you what to do. Being attentive supports the third path to emotional sanity, which is to tell the truth, especially without blame or judgment. British hip-hop poet Akala recites in Find No Enemy, "True strength is the strength to be honest." This sounds so refreshing, and yet it can be one of the hardest things to do. The usual way we do things, I've done this myself, is to say our truth with a bite in it, an edge that makes sure that even if our words seem open-hearted or tolerant, the energy we convey is basically, "You idiot," or worse. We learn all kinds of things in school, but few schools teach conflict resolution, where kids learn how to tone down the heat of a disagreement for the benefit of all. No, we mostly muddle along, and sometimes it creates a mess. But if you really think about it, just saying what's so for you doesn't have to negate another person's reality. It's just making a boundary so that you don't have to just go along. I remember a situation I was in a while ago with someone who was just not open to hearing anything but his own beliefs. He had his own truth, and it included a lot of blame and judgment. I'm not saying it was easy to deal with. It was actually very hard to hold my center, to say what was so for me, and to not throw blame and judgment back. And although I wasn't perfect at doing it, I also know that in the past, before I had any practice in this third path, I would have handled myself a whole lot worse, and I would have felt a whole lot worse about myself too. And I'm pretty sure that you probably can relate. And that's because when you tell your truth without blame or judgment, it actually leads to feeling good about yourself, even if the situation you're in is unhappy. At the very least, you can say, "You know, I did a pretty good job managing that uncomfortable situation." And at the same time, you're freeing yourself from an added burden that most of us ignore. That's a burden that comes from not managing ourselves. There is real strength in knowing that you managed yourself in a situation, even if the outcome wasn't to your liking. In the signature line of his poem, Akala also says, quote, "The only way we can ever change anything, look in the mirror and to find no enemy." He's saying something essential here. We really have little control over what other people say or do, but we can learn to manage ourselves more effectively. And here's the deal. Telling the truth isn't just about facing the negative, the things you don't like about yourself. This is looking in the mirror and finding an enemy. And you might have plenty of experience doing this. The other side of telling the truth is really holding no blame or judgment towards yourself as well, much less against other people. Do you tell yourself the truth about the good that exists in you? Are you able to give and receive positive feedback? It's possible to be honest about your words and actions, those things that create problems for yourself and others, without laying blame or judgment on them or on yourself. Just saying what's so, without blame or judgment. And that's the truth. So let's practice. Consider a recent situation, perhaps where you felt badly about how you handled yourself. Maybe you threw out some unkind words, or broke a promise, Maybe you picked up a cigarette after 10 days without smoking. Or maybe you allowed someone else to mistreat you, or in some way mistreated yourself. Tell yourself the truth about this and take a deep breath. When you blame or judge yourself, it only makes it worse, because you're likely to leak out your feelings in some way, unloading on someone else, most likely. When you blame or judge others, whether they deserve it or not, something in you knows it's a low blow. And yeah, it may give you some momentary pleasure to punish them. But then there's that aftertaste, a residue that remains, in you if not in them, that you've acted in a way that isn't your best self. When I worked in treatment programs, we would talk with folks about the difference between the responsibility game and the blame game. So, blaming someone else or blaming yourself is not helpful. It gets in the way, actually, of healing. Saying what's true and taking responsibility for how you've behaved actually creates a level of freedom. In an essay called 10 Questions That Have No Right to Go Away, poet David White writes that relationships, quote, are based on continued and mutual forgiveness. You will always trespass upon your friend's sensibilities at one time or another, or your spouse's. The only question is, will you forgive the other person? And more importantly, will you forgive yourself? We have to deepen our understanding, make ourselves more equal to circumstances, more easy with what we have been given or not given. We must drink from the deep well of things as they are, end quote. Can you take responsibility, telling yourself the truth without blame or judgment? Oh, when I'm in this, I feel uncomfortable. When I do this pattern, I pay this kind of consequence. This is what happens for me. Or when I do that and know that I do that with my spouse or my kids or my coworker or the neighbor across the street, something in me winces and it doesn't create good feelings inside me or even possibly between us. This is telling yourself the truth without blame or judgment. It's drinking from the deep well of things as they are. And developing this as a new habit reinforces what wants to grow in you. It starts with showing up in your life, for yourself most of all, the first path to emotional sanity. It involves paying attention, especially to things that have heart and meaning. That's the second path, and it includes telling your truth to yourself as well as to others without blame or judgment. All of these can be really good reinforcement for helping you make the changes of habit that you have plans for. So, thanks for listening. This is Habits into Health, and in other shows I bring in more of these perspectives. It's my hope to support you in creating a plan that works for you in creating your change of habit, in supporting you in your recovery from whatever kind of patterns that have created problems for yourself or others. And I'm very happy to hear from you, so feel free to come to habitsintohealth.com to share, listen, and read more. This is Michael Ann Conley, and this is Habits into Health. I support you in turning your old habits around into healthy possibilities for your future. Thanks for joining me.